It's 2:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is warning that the United States' definitive policy is fighting Islam, Iran, and Shia Islam. The leader warned against a domination of the world by Zionism. He added that the current condition of the world is the result of activities of a vast network of Zionist capitalists, saying even countries like the U.S. are under the influence of Zionists. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that movements such as the Islamic Awakening have been formed to counter the corrupt Zionist current in the world. The leader also criticized U.S. officials for claiming that Iran's policies in the region have led to sanctions against Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei also called on the Iranian nation to be vigilant in the face of policies of America. He made the remarks during a meeting with a group of Iranian people, officials, and foreign diplomats on the occasion of Eid al-Mab'ath. Joining us now is Professor Fouad Izzadi. He's with the University of Tehran and joins us via Skype from the capital. Professor Izzadi, when we got cut off earlier, we were speaking about what Ayatollah Khamenei meant specifically when he said that ultimately the U.S. does want to oppose Islam and Iran.
Well, as I was saying earlier, I don't think his statements are very difficult to explain. When you look at U.S. foreign policy, you see whether it's the Obama administration or the Bush administration or the previous government, they have a tendency of occupying Muslim lands and killing Muslims. Obama, a few months ago, was talking about his foreign policy success, and in listing his foreign policy successes, he mentioned that he has attacked 7 countries, and when you look at the 7 countries that he has attacked, all of them are Muslim countries. Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, the list goes on. So based on what we read from U.S. foreign policy, it is not very difficult to realize that the American government is interested in fighting Islam. They are supportive of some Muslim rulers that are in line with their foreign policy. They're supporting the dictators that are ruling a number of Persian Gulf countries. They are supporting dictators that are basically following orders, and they happen to be Muslim. But when it comes to political Islam, when it comes to Islam that opposes oppression, the Islam that opposes imperialism and occupation, then they are obviously attacking these people, and they're basically attacking Islam, because that's what Islam teaches. With regard to Iran, you see what has happened. In the last 2.5 years, Iran has negotiated in good faith on its nuclear program. Iran has actually given a lot of concessions to the U.S., has more or less stopped its nuclear program. And look what Iran got in return. Not much. The U.S. is not following through with JCPOA. The U.S. is continuing its anti-Iran foreign policy. There's many banks around the world that are interested in having financial transactions with Iran. There are many companies that are interested in having normal economic relations with Iran. And it's the U.S. government that's causing difficulties in these areas. Why? We don't know. Obviously, based on the agreement, they should not be doing this. The real reason may be that they want Iran to follow U.S. foreign policy objectives the same way other countries in this part of the world do that.
Indeed. Now, Professor Izzadi, let me jump in there. As you just pointed out, how Islam being an anti-oppression, anti-imperialist movement as in itself, and therefore Iran adopting that, is that basically what Ayatollah Khamenei means when he speaks of being vigilant against Zionist capitalists, and that the Islamic Awakening movement was there to oppose that?
That is, I think, what he's talking about. When you look at, for example, the current U.S. presidential election, you see all candidates are basically following Israeli lead in terms of supporting Israel and opposing Palestinians and opposing Muslims. And when you look at the reason behind this, you see that this group of Zionist individuals that are quite wealthy in the United States through their money are basically controlling the U.S. Political system. The dark money that a lot of people talk about actually comes from these sources, the super PACs that are quite active in U.S. Presidential elections are getting their finances from these sources. So they have a lot of influence, and the result is what you see with regard to U.S. policy toward Iran. Another thing that Ayatollah Khamenei talked about was anti-Shia policies that the U.S. is following. Obviously, there are some Shias in the world that the U.S. is very much interested in, the ones that are opposing Iran, the ones that are going after their Sunni brothers, the ones that are using rhetoric that is upsetting Sunni populations in different parts of the world. And Ayatollah Khamenei used to call these Shias the Shias that are paid by the British government, because the British government historically has been a source of division within the Muslim community. So when you have television channels that are supposed to be preaching Shiism, but in reality they're creating discord and creating disunity among the Muslim community, those are the communities, those are the channels, those are the people that are basically following U.S. foreign policy objectives. So what he talks about today is basically tying all these elements together. The U.S. government is opposing Islam, the U.S. government is opposing Iran, Iranian government, and the U.S. government is opposing the Shia religion that is in line with unity with their Sunni brothers against American oppression. And all of them are related, and that's why he talked about all the three elements in one speech.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Professor Fawad Izzadi with the University of Tehran joining us via Skype from the Iranian capital. Professor Izzadi, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, as always.